Hey, big thanks for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. You might be listening on digital, AM, FM, satellite, maybe through iTunes, or always you can find us online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart, along with Rachel Martin. Coming up, stories of teenage love and lust writ large on the stage and in print. But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. The U.S. Senate yesterday joined the House in approving an intelligence bill that bans waterboarding and other harsh interrogation tactics used by the CIA. The 51-45 vote limits the CIA to 19 less aggressive interrogation techniques. President Bush has vowed to veto the bill when it reaches his desk, and it's unlikely Congress could override such a veto. Okinawa, Japan wants the United States to draw down its forces there. The call for a troop reduction followed the alleged rape of a 14-year-old girl by an American soldier on the island. Japan's government condemned the incident, while the U.S. Marines there instituted a two-day ethics training. There's a history of tense relations between Okinawans and American soldiers stationed on the island. The rape of a 12-year-old girl by a soldier in 1995 prompted massive protests against the longstanding U.S. military presence there. To Iraq now, a CBS journalist remains in captivity after being kidnapped in the southern Iraqi city of Basra. American and Iraqi officials are working for his release. The cameraman was captured with his Iraqi interpreter from a hotel by men dressed as security officials, at least one of whom is linked to Muqtada al-Sadr. The interpreter was freed yesterday, and a U.S. military spokesman says he's hopeful the journalist will be released shortly. And the number of overachievers among us grows. More students are earning college credit in AP, advanced placement courses in public high schools. That's according to a college board report. 15% of high school graduates did well enough on AP exams to get them out of college classes, up from 11.7% in 2002. Black students are less likely than whites to earn AP credit, with only 3.3 getting a passing score. And Conan and Jay did it, but the one NBC late show that just couldn't come back without writers finally makes its triumphant return on February 23rd. The first Saturday Night Live in the post-strike era will be hosted by the show's former head writer, Tina Fey. Those are your news headlines, and the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.